Cherry Valley Artworks was founded to promote the art, culture, and rich history of Cherry Valley, to provide a forum for artists and others interested in the arts, and to demonstrate how the arts can generate a sense of excitement and promise that contributes to a vital community. This weekend, kite-building artists and flyers from around the country and the world will gather in a beautiful farm field in Cherry Valley to fly their remarkable creations to the delight of both children and adults. The Biennial Kite Festival has become the single largest event in Cherry Valley, attracting over 1,200 people in a single day. Here to tell us more, we welcome the Cherry Valley Kite Festival. We welcome Board President Kelly Rourke. Kelly, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. I assume, to me it seems like a no-brainer. You put kites up in the air and you have really cool people that have made art and they're flying it, that people are going to be interested in it.
Absolutely. It's a really fun day. And, it started in 2006, and I don't know if you remember or if the news got to Albany, but the community was very divided about having wind turbines.
Yes.
And whether those would go up.
Yeah.
And we thought that this would be a way to celebrate the wind and sort of take everybody's mind off of fighting about it. So one of our board members had a relative who is a pretty famous kite builder and flyer, and he helped us get the first festival together. And it was a wonderful way to bring people together.
And when you look at this, I mean, I think most of us grew up as kids and we would get a kite and we'd go out and you'd fly it and, you know, it may or may not last the day. And then there's this hyper competitive artistic pursuit of coming up with something that flies, that looks good and is spectacular.
Yes, I've learned so much about kiting in the past few years because of the Kite Festival. Like everyone else, I had a little diamond-shaped kite that often fell down. But there is this whole culture of building and flying kites. We actually will start with an event where kids and kids of every ages can learn to build their own kites. So that's the first event of the day. But at the main fly, people will bring kites from all over, and they'll also help people to fly them. They'll help them to fly the kites that they built that morning. But they'll also bring some really magnificent kites. They will teach people how to do fighter kites. They will, if the wind is good enough, we'll get some of those really big kites up in the air. So there are a lot of events associated with it. There's also a team called the Rev Riders, and they have quad line kites. Most of us grew up flying kites with a single string, which doesn't really give you any kind of control over them.
Right.
And again, I was always happy to just get the kite up in the air. Making it go somewhere was the least of my concerns.
Right.
So with two strings, you get a little bit more control. With four, you can do all kinds of things. And I compare the Rev Riders team to, do you remember synchronized swimming?
Yes.
I mean, I guess that still goes on.
It still goes on. I was never a part of it.
Yeah. Neither was I.
Yeah.
but if you can imagine kites doing what synchronized swimmers do. They will come together, they will make formations, they will do tricks. It's quite amazing to watch.
So it's almost like a marionette in the sky.
Like a marionette in the sky. That's another really good analogy.
Yeah.
And there are, it's not just one person doing a dance. It is this team of many kites coming together and not getting tangled.
Yeah. Well, and that was what I was going to ask you. I have to say, I was looking at pictures from the festival last night, and I was thinking to myself, that's the immediate question that came into my mind. How in the name of God did they do not get tangled constantly, especially?
You have to ask them.
And I don't even mean this. I mean, they're professionals. I know that. But, you know, you have the kids there that are flying their kites and stuff, and it just, you know, does that get in the way?
Well, it's an art and a science, and the thing about these kiters that go around the country doing the festivals is they love what they do, and they love sharing it. They love teaching the kids. Do kites go down during the day? Sure. Do people get tangled? Sure. It is a very large field, so people can kind of stay out of each other's way.
Yeah.
But these guys, they're artists, and they're also teachers, and they really love, love, love what they do.
Seeing these kites and how they soar and they dip and they fly, and it's a moving experience. It's really incredible to watch. There's just something so dynamic about it, and obviously I think color has a lot to do with that too.
Absolutely. And these kites are works of art. They're moving works of art. It is both a visual art and a choreographed art. It's like a dance.
Yeah.
And one thing that we haven't talked about, one of the most amazing things for me is that the day ends with an indoor kite fly.
Now, how does that work?
How does that work? There's a lot of physics involved, and the best person to ask would be Archie Stewart or one of the other kiters who will be there. Basically, the way that a kite works, I've done a little bit of studying. I'm not a physicist, but because of the angle of the kite, you end up with higher air pressure below the kite, lower air pressure above, and that's what gives it the lift.
Right.
And there are ways of creating that indoors so that the kite will go up indoors. And again, these guys are pros at it, and they are just a thing of beauty to watch.
So does that either require the kiter mm-hmm. to propel themselves around the room at a high rate of speed, or is there some sort of fan that is creating a circulation of air that can help that happen?
The fan would be very convenient, wouldn't it?
Okay,
but
yeah.
It wouldn't be that amazing if there was a fan.
Well, no.
The kiters do move around the room, but it's not as though, you know, when you're in a field and you're running and trying to get the kite to lift. So there's some movement in the room, but it's not what you would think. It's
not like frantic.
It's a little more subtle.
Okay. And how high is the ceiling?
We're in a school gymnasium.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've got some pretty good
space there. There's some space.
Well, that sounds really fun. And is that one of those things like, this is what I liken it to when people say, oh, you can bake a cake with just 5 ingredients, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily want, you know, this isn't something like the first choice, but it's pretty cool that you can do it.
I wouldn't compare it to the cake with 5 ingredients. I would compare it more to opera and chamber music. I mean, they're both fantastic expressions, and they take slightly different skills, slightly different materials, and they're both really awe-inspiring.
So there is a different type of kite that would fly indoors as opposed to outdoors. You wouldn't take
the
kite that you just flew outside and bring it inside and have it do what it does.
I'm pretty sure the answer to that is no. And certainly some of the kites that we'll have outside may be close to the size of the gymnasium. That's the other thing, is kites come in so many sizes.
Man.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. And you get into, you were talking about this choreography, and you think of what many people may relate it to would be something like at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, where you have these huge balloons and there's all these people that are working it as they walk down the street. Obviously, that's not as well, although it's choreographed, not as well choreographed as this to have it soar and move and create. But if you're talking about an object that big, that this takes a lot, doesn't it?
It takes a lot, you know, and part of what it takes is wind, which luckily we have a lot of in Cherry Valley. But usually the big kites don't go up all day. You know, there will be moments when it will work for the big kites to go up and moments when it won't.
Yeah. What kind of – is there some sort of weather station there that says, okay, we've got this going on now, this is a good – wind speed or pressure?
The weather station is our experienced kiters.
Okay.
You know, they...
A
finger in the air is pretty much it.
Okay. They know this stuff. It sounds fascinating. It all begins on Friday, that's tomorrow, and they have a kiters welcome party, and they've got a kite auction and a bonfire and all kinds of very cool things and a barbecue. And then on Saturday is the all-day outdoor fly, which is from 10 to 5, and then... In the evening, 7 o'clock, is the indoor fly, and all of this is happening in the Cherry Valley, and it is just a beautiful way to celebrate kites and to celebrate the Cherry Valley and the weekend, of course. The Cherry Valley Kite Festival takes place this Friday and Saturday. To learn more, visit cvartworks.org, cvartworks.org. Kelly Rourke, I want to thank you so much for being here. Have a blast this weekend. Our thoughts will be with you. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thanks so much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.